Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. I didn't know that.
I didn't either.
If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. Interesting. Mm. That's why you need Robert Half. Yep. I don't think that's a person. That's the company.
Okay, I was confused.
Yeah, their specialized recruiting professionals engage with their proprietary AI. Welcome to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing, and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. See, at Robert Half, they know talent. I wish I had had Robert Half back in the day when I was hiring.
Okay.
So, no offense, Sona.
Oh, I feel like you did mean to offend me.
Yes, you wouldn't be here if I had had Robert Half. Okay. Visit RobertHalf.com today. Noom uses the latest in proven behavioral science to empower people to take control of their health for good. Noom builds personal plans that can meet an individual's needs, takes into account dietary restrictions, medical issues, and other personal needs to build a plan that works for you. Through a combination of psychology, technology, and human coaching, their platform has helped millions of users meet their personal health and wellness goals. I think a lot of intelligence has gone into the whole Noom system. They really think about how humans live, how they think, what their psychology is, and it's all been used to help people control their weight. So stay focused on what's important to you with the Noom psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom, N-O-O-M.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now, wherever books are sold.
Conan O'Brien needs a fan. Want to talk to Conan? Visit teamcoco.com/callconan. Okay, let's get started.
Hi, Hannah. Welcome to Conan O'Brien Needs a Fan.
I didn't know if I should talk first, so I just...
Hi there, Hannah. Nice to see you. Tell us, where are you? Where are you coming to us from?
I'm back in Vancouver. I flew in last night, and I'm in my parents' Christmas living room. So.
Oh, I like it. I love Vancouver. I love...
Really?
Actually, I love Canada in general. I love the people.
It's a
beautiful place to be, and everyone has such a great sense of humor. But Vancouver, I particularly love. It's a wonderful place.
Yeah. I was going to say, we're pretty spoiled. We're very lucky here, so...
Tell us a little bit about your life, Hannah.
Like from birth
I want to say, I'm not going to start from birth, but I'm going to say from like 4 hours after birth. You've been cleaned.
Post-inception, everything.
You're wrapped, you're under a heat lamp. No, I just meant, I want to get a sense of, do you live in Vancouver full time? What do you do?
So I work on boats, like yachts, and so I'm always in and out. Whenever I get any holiday or any leave, I come home to see family and friends, but I'm not permanently here.
When you say you work on the boats, you mean not building the boats, but living on the boat and helping people? Is that what you do?
Yeah, so I'm not a craftsman, but I'm a chef on a boat.
Oh, okay. You're a chef on a boat.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, recently my wife got started. I had to travel a lot. Mm-hmm. She took a lover, which she tends to do when I leave town.
It was me.
Yeah, it was Gorley. Uh-huh. She's quite happy when she's with him. He apparently listens to her. I got back and she had become hooked on Below Deck, reality show. And there's one, I guess, that takes place in Australia. It's like Below Deck Down Under. Below Deck Down Under, which I thought was ridiculous. So I'm just curious if it's at all like that when you watch a show. Because what you see on that show is all the people running around, getting on each other's nerves in a very contained space. Is that at all what it's like when you're working on a yacht?
I haven't seen the show myself, but I've got friends that watch. And from what I gather, it's similar, but obviously a dramatized version of reality.
Right.
But it is a very small space to live and work together with a small group of people. So
I also think, I have to say, I think being a chef would be tough enough.
Mm-hmm.
But to be a chef on a boat where if you suddenly need something, oh, we need paprika, we need non-fat yogurt, we need iceberg lettuce, and you can't get it because you're at sea. Plus, the boat's constantly moving.
Yeah.
It sounds like it's 10 times harder than being just a regular chef.
I mean, you make provisions for that. You try to stock up on as much as possible. If people are coming on board, you get a list of their preferences, dislikes, et cetera. So you try to prepare accordingly. But yes, there's always the occasional thing where you'll be in the middle of nowhere and someone wants mini cucumbers, I don't know, something, and you have to try to find that.
Let me guess, it's mostly rich people, affluent people that you're waiting on if they're living on a yacht, yes?
Yeah, that's pretty much the
first. Are you ever tempted to say, no, we don't have it? You know, no, sorry, we don't have that. You're on a boat. Oh. Get your thumb out of your ass. You ever say that to anybody?
Thankfully, I'm not front-facing. It's always the other staff who have to deal with the guests face-to-face. I'm in the galley tucked away. It's nice. So we can get the order and we can all stare at each other in disbelief and then we can proceed versus them. They have to listen to this person making an insane request and they have to smile.
Right. And if so they're the one that's hearing, I would like a pistachio vanilla mousse 3-tiered cake that's decorated only with yellow M&Ms. And then they come down and they tell you and you guys stand around in the kitchen and talk shit about them for like 15 minutes, right?
I heard you ordering that the other day.
I like that.
Okay.
And I demand it.
I see why you're asking.
Yeah. And I did it on a American Airlines flight. I was in business.
With
and
your
I was
thumb
like,
up your ass.
With my thumb securely up my ass. It sounds like it would be, how long have you been doing this for?
On and off for the last 9 years. So once I finished university, I started doing this and yeah.
First of all, it's very romantic to go to sea. I think that sounds really cool, you know, to.
Yeah. It's
okay.
Nice
made it sound like, no, it's not.
Sorry, my enthusiasm waned there for a second. It can be. There's lots of nice places you get to go that I would never choose to travel to. Like it'll be a very small, tiny island in Greece, for example, which is lovely. But you get to see different parts of the world from a boat that you wouldn't say versus a normal road trip, et cetera. So that's nice.
Have you ever crossed the ocean, the Atlantic Ocean?
I think this last fall I did my 6th crossing. So
what?
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's cool. I've never crossed an ocean on a boat.
Yeah.
That's probably on a bucket list for me. I'd love to do that. Obviously, my ancestors did it when they
scared.
Were asked to leave Ireland.
Oh.
And when you get asked to leave America.
Yeah, exactly. Maybe I'll do it then. That is, I have to say, that's very impressive. That sounds like, now, do you think this is you're going to be your gig for the long run, or do you see something else for you in the future? At a certain point, has being on a boat been like, been there, done that?
Well, it's very fun, but it is a very weird existence where you're sharing a room with somebody, you've got a bunk where someone's above you or below. It's just a very bizarre life as an adult with sharing a bunk who's not your sibling. So that's strange. So I don't see this forever, but I figure keep doing it until I stop enjoying it, and I still enjoy it. So
I'm going to get real personal here, and this does not include you, but I'm just saying, there's got to be hookups on a boat. I mean, yeah. Sona, come on, weigh in here.
Yeah, I said people be fucking.
Okay, well, okay.
No,
I'm sorry.
On boats.
Hannah, do people be fucking?
Yeah. No, she's from Vancouver.
That's a lot.
They're very lovely
it.
People.
But
they're,
people in Vancouver don't be fucking?
Don't stop saying that. It's not cool. I'm Hannah, I apologize for my very crass friend, but.
Sorry. Uh-oh. Uh-oh. Oh, there she is.
No, I think it looked like you froze on Zoom, but I think you froze because of the coarse language.
Oh, sorry. I mean, people be making love.
Yeah, making
yeah,
love.
Yeah, people be
but,
doing
but
it.
But that must get complicated when you have men, women, hormones, small boat, yes?
Yeah, I'm not going to name names, but
no, of course not. I would never ask you to. We'll do that on a separate phone call.
Yeah, I would.
There's definitely been... You see why there's a TV show made after this, because there's been some pretty absurd situations of, say, someone being romantic with someone and then perhaps pursuing somebody else that's in the same department, and you're all in this little boat, and to say the least, it all gets around, word spreads.
Yeah,
and
everyone finds out. There's no way. This stuff happened on Moby Dick, you know? I mean, any classic sea tale, there's always people hooking up.
Yeah. I would forget the boat's not mine.
Yeah, that's probably true.
At some point.
How do you mean?
Like, I would start to be like, is this my boat? This is my yacht. And then I would start sleeping in, like, their main bedroom and stuff. Like, does anyone do that? Is that just me?
You're like no? The Goldilocks of the yacht.
I mean, perhaps.
Okay.
Sonia's onto something here.
Yeah.
That's interesting. Well,
on a crossing, you'll have some captains that are very kind and generous, and they let crew use the guest areas when we're on a crossing because there's no guests on board. But typically, it's you have to wear white gloves and not touch anything in the guest quarters.
Sona, what would you do with $100 billion? Seriously.
Oh, I would buy a country.
Okay. I would buy just a ton of yachts and private jets, and I would duct tape them all together and then just have it go in a circle in the Pacific Ocean.
What?
Yeah. I don't know, just to be a total jerk. Anyway, there is a correct answer.
Oh.
And it's build incredible cities in fantastical locations while competing with your friends to be the biggest tycoon in the world. What do you think of that answer?
That's better than mine.
Yep, and mine, which you can do with Monopoly Go, the hit mobile game that's so much fun, it's been downloaded over 150 million times. It's the fun of classic Monopoly on the go, anytime, anywhere, endless new surprises like tons of boards and crazy mini games. You can team up with your chums on community chess and tournaments to get big money, or you can go after their fortune-changing rent on your properties or even pulling a bank heist on them. So much fun. It's incredible. So start building up your billions today. Go download Monopoly Go, now free on the App Store and Google Play. You know, it's only a matter of time until your check engine light comes on, which could equal an expensive repair bill, and a new engine can cost up to $6,000.
Don't I know it?
But this is why you need this product I'm about to mention right now.
Okay.
CarShield. CarShield offers plans with low monthly rates that you can pay for your expensive repairs on your out-of-warranty car, truck, or SUV. It's so nice to have that protection of CarShield.
I know.
I believe. That's my belief. Some people have other beliefs, maybe religious beliefs. I think CarShield. CarShield plans provide protection on up to 5,000 major parts and systems, including items like transmission, engine, even your entertainment system. Mm. Just call CarShield and choose the mechanic to do the work. CarShield administrators will handle the rest and save you money. Look, I saw your car today. You've got a beautiful car, but you've got to haul your family around in this car. This is a vital piece of machinery for you. You need CarShield.
I do. And, you know, I don't take care of my cars very well. So CarShield, it would definitely come in.
You know, and also with their A rating from the BBB, don't ask me, CarShield is the name you can trust to save you money on covered auto repairs. Now's the time to make the smart choice and protect yourself from the sky-high auto repair bills. Visit CarShield.com/Conan. Save 20% today. Again, that's CarShield.com/Conan to save 20%. Visit CarShield.com/Conan to lock in your price today. Sona, is your money, is it working for you? Is it just kind of sitting around being lazy?
I mean, it's underneath my mattress. Isn't that where it should be?
I know that's what we were taught by our great-grandparents.
Yeah.
But your hard-earned cash should always be working towards a better financial future.
Mm.
It's nice to be in the driver's seat and have autonomy when making investments, which is easy to do with Robinhood.
Mm.
You might know Robinhood pioneered free stock trading. Change the face of investing. Mm. They're still doing it today. They offer innovative products like IRAs, EFTs, options, and more to over 26 million funded accounts.
What?
With Robinhood, it's simple to make investments towards your future goals, whatever those may be.
Hmm.
We all have some bucket list items to cross off, and Robinhood has tools to help pursue them. Investing a small amount now could make a big difference 30 years down the road. I'm telling you.
I need someone to tell me what to do with my money because I don't know anything.
Yeah, your money's falling out of your pocket right now.
I know.
It's just wherever Sona goes, there's a trail of money.
I just stuff all of my earnings into my pockets.
Yeah, probably not a good idea. Well, it's good you don't make that much. Well, anyway, take your financial future by the reins. Download the app or visit Robinhood.com to learn more. Investing involves risks and loss of principal is possible. Returns are not guaranteed, okay? Robinhood Financial LLC members, SIPC is a registered broker-dealer.
Is there such a thing as a traveler? Not a Delta. Because we know on one flight, Mike in 8C prefers reality TV to reality. So we provide more than 1,000 hours of in-flight entertainment. While on the flight after, 8C is occupied by Jen, whose favorite snack is tea. That's why we provide fast, free Delta Sync Wi-Fi available for SkyMiles members. Because at Delta, we know.
Refill?
Everyone flies their own way. Delta, keep climbing. Free Wi-Fi available on most domestic flights. Terms of use apply.
Can I ask you, Hannah, you might be somewhat familiar with this show or with my general personality. Do you think I would do well on a long crossing? Or would I instantly go quite mad?
Mm-hmm. So the thing is, it's
very... Be honest.
It's a small space. And typically, if you're in a marina, you can step off, have some space to yourself. But on a crossing, it's... you realize just how tiny it is, and people tend to go a little nuts. I think you would try and entertain everybody to the best of your
ability. Yes, I would. But also, can I say something, Hannah? That could be a problem.
Mm-hmm. I think you'd start eating other people, even though there's full provisions on board.
Yeah. They'd make you walk the plank.
I would start drinking my own urine, even though there was plenty of water. I would do it as a culinary choice. I think one of the problems might be, as you guys work in a small space with me, mm-hmm. and I'm looking at four people right now who are in a very small space with me on a regular basis, and we'll just do an hour together, and I can see that you guys are ready to time out. Me on a boat on a 6-day crossing in a confined space saying, "Hey, Hannah, what about this bit? A-roop-dee-doo-wa-na-rab-dee-dee, a-roop-dee-dee." I mean, do you think I'd be killed like 2 days in?
Personally, not by me, but perhaps everybody else. I don't want to speak to them.
Hannah, but... I don't think you could possibly understand what you're in for.
You know what I love? Hannah didn't say, not by me, but maybe by someone else. She said, not by me, but by everybody else.
Yeah.
It would be murder on the Orient Express. Yeah. The answer is everybody did it.
Everybody. I think you would take on a persona. I think you'd like think you were a pirate, and then you would start talking like one.
You
and
were a captain.
Yeah.
I would bring a stuffed parrot and glue it to my shoulder.
Oh, God, what?
I mean, it seems similar.
Do you aspire to have your own boat, or do you ever dream of having your own boat one day?
No, I mean, as somebody who works on them, I should be more respectful, but they're personally just a money drain from what I've gathered. You buy it and you constantly have to flow money into it. It's just constant.
It's like
repairs.
Children. That's the same thing I found.
That's what
my son and my daughter
say.
Just money goes in and I don't see, you know, okay, great. You got an education. What's this for? You know, mm-hmm. It doesn't, how do I benefit? So yeah,
no
I see
returns.
What you're talking about.
Yeah.
Okay. That's interesting. I'm curious. Well, you can't name your boat, but everyone comes up with cool names for boats.
Yeah, what would Conan's boat be named?
I picture more of a warship for you, so like the SS Conan or the SS O'Brien. Mm-hmm. I don't know, something more of that nature for you.
It's got to be the Water Blade.
Water Blade.
It's got to be something that I don't know. Everyone would want it to be like the Rusty Shamrock. Or, you know what I mean?
Now that you mention it.
Yeah.
Classic.
The sickly torso, you know.
Everyone would want it to
everyone
be the
would insist
torso.
That it be some kind of humiliating name, but I want something cool and warlike. I just have to think about it. But
I was going to say something regal.
Yes. Mm. Well, the HMS.
Oh, Her Majesty's.
Mm. Yeah.
What is that? Her Majesty's Service?
Ship?
Service?
Her Majesty's
what is
Service?
Know.
Ship? Well, wait, you're a James Bond guy. Aren't you supposed to know this?
Yeah, but that's service, but I don't
His
know.
His Majesty's
boat.
Ship?
What's that?
Ship? His Majesty's ship.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh.
I mean, I guess he is
a naval commander.
Well, then
why doesn't he name it? Yeah. Oh, that's true.
Bond.
Okay.
All right.
None of this will make it into the final podcast. That's called a cul-de-sac.
Yeah. Hannah, what would you name your boat if you had one?
Honestly, someone asked me this, and on the spot, I just panicked and said the dump truck, and then now I feel committed to that. So,
what a beautiful name. This is the dump truck. We're going down by the bow.
HMS.
This is the HMS.
HMS dump truck.
All souls on the dump truck were lost.
Christened with a bottle of Four Loko.
What is your, have you ever risked serious injury while cooking at sea?
We've had obviously several incidents. It's just nature, par for the course, where everything is moving and obviously there's hot things. Like if you're boiling a pot of water, all of a sudden you just have to stand there and watch it. So it's very time consuming. And my chef and I, that we were working and we were underway and we were just trying to power through. And all of a sudden we had a big turn and everything flew off and like a knife stuck into the cupboard. And we both kind of looked at one another and we're like, let's just call it for an hour maybe and then we'll reassess.
That is so, what a cool image. Yeah. You're cooking and suddenly a storm and a knife goes flying and whoop, into the side of the door. That's kind of cool.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sorry that you were almost killed, but.
What's the old expression that a watched pot never boils, but you literally have to sit there and watch boiling water?
Yeah, all of a sudden everything takes forever. You're just watching pots boil, and I'm like, this is pretty sad. But I mean,
yeah, if I was going into a typhoon and I was the chef on a yacht, I think I would decide maybe I'll deep fry that turkey later. Maybe we'll put that off till we maybe make anchor, you know?
Genuinely, they have to put up signs above deep fryers on all the boats because, like, if you're going to deep fry underway, please alert the bridge because I guess people have thought that to be a good idea.
There should not be deep fryers on a boat. That's just ridiculous.
Yes.
Everyone should just eat Pop-Tarts and shut the fuck up. It's ridiculous.
I would love to see you in a room that's, you know, built to go like the waves.
Yeah.
In a full chef's gear.
Yeah.
Trying to deep fry a turkey.
Trying to deep fry a turkey and just screaming every time I get splashed.
I was going to say.
Were you ever in a storm where you thought your life was at stake? Mean, like you thought this could be it?
Weirdly enough, the only time we've encountered a hurricane, we were in port, we were in Florida, and a hurricane was due to come. So everybody just decided to leave, but I was on watch with two other people. So it was me and the two other guys kind of looking at one another being like, I hope nothing happens. Because you cannot leave the boat. It has to be have people on board for safety reasons. So yeah, even during a hurricane, we just had to sit there and hope for the best. And thankfully nothing happened.
Here's the difference between us, Hannah. I would make up something. You're like, no, there was one time we were in port. Everything was pretty secure, but we did have to kind of ride it out, but we were in port. I would say, oh, 'twas nice it was. The foam was 4 yards arms high and the tea tied to a noise. I would just start babbling about, you know, so that's where we're different. You told the truth and it was a very safe story and I would have just gone to town.
Is it safe or less safe to be in a boat during a hurricane?
You mean, is it safer?
Than land.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, Florida seems pretty unsafe in general. I don't know if the water would help.
Well, we're not going to get into the politics.
I appreciate that.
Do you have any questions for us, Hannah?
Yes. Okay. How do you handle high maintenance guests, or do you have any tips for handling high maintenance folks?
Oh, well, in the old days when I had a TV show for 28 years, I would say, we'll take a break. We'll be right back. Commercial breaks were so fantastic because when I had a guest who was just driving me crazy, I could go to commercial. Usually I'd try and get one laugh from the audience. And then if I got that laugh, I'd say, we'll take a break. We'll be right back. You won't be seeing this shithead sitting next to me. So that was, I've had a problem in life since I stopped doing that show, which is that sometimes I'm at a dinner party and I'm having a hard time with somebody and I look to a camera that isn't there and say, we'll take a break. We'll be right back. And everyone just looks at me awkwardly.
I will try that at work. I don't know how
it's going to go over. But it's nice. Now that we do the podcast, I'm almost exclusively talking to people I really like to talk to.
Yeah.
So it's really nice. So
it's
freeing, I don't have that issue anymore. But I should start pretending it's a ship. And if I'm having a difficult time with someone, just a guest, just confine them to their quarters. You know,
I mean,
have a little captain's hat here on the podcast.
No.
Yes.
Maybe.
Pipe down, Corley. Well, Hannah, it was lovely meeting you. And I'm a big fan of Vancouver. And your parents' home looks lovely. And thank you for the invite. I'll be by soon. And
I'll expect you shortly.
Stay safe. Have good luck at sea. Take care of yourself, okay?
Thank you very much. Have a good night.
Bye-bye. Take care.
Bye.
Conan O'Brien Needs a Friend, with Conan O'Brien, Sonam Movsesian, and Matt Gourley. produced by me, Matt Gourley. Executive produced by Adam Sachs, Nick Liao, and Jeff Ross at Team Coco, and Colin Anderson and Cody Fisher at Earwolf. Theme song by The White Stripes. Incidental music by Jimmy Vivino. Take it away, Jimmy. Our supervising producer is Aaron Blair, and our associate talent producer is Jennifer Samples. Engineering by Eduardo Perez. Additional production support by Mars Melnick. Talent booking by Paula Davis, Gina Batista, and Britt Kahn. You can rate and review this show on Apple Podcasts, and you might find your review read on a future episode. Got a question for Conan? Call the Team Coco hotline at 669-587-2847 and leave a message. It, too, could be featured on a future episode. And if you haven't already, please subscribe to Conan O'Brien Needs a Friend wherever fine podcasts are downloaded. This has been a Team Coco production. In association with Earwolf.
The legend of Cayman Jack is just around the corner. Mixed with blue agave nectar, real lime juice, and cane sugar for the perfect balance of sweet, salty, and sour every time. Discover legendary taste with Cayman Jack, America's number one margarita. Premium flavored malt beverage. Please drink responsibly. All registered trademarks used under license by American Vintage Beverage Company, Chicago, Illinois.
Hear that? It's the call of the Crave. And when the Crave calls, you know what to do. Try the $5 bacon bundle, because the only thing better than a White Castle slider is a White Castle slider topped with crispy hickory smoked bacon. So pick any two of either the bacon cheese slider, 1921 bacon cheese slider, or chicken bacon ranch slider, and also get a small fry for just $5 with the $5 bacon bundle. White Castle. Follow your Crave.